Well, my name is Hanford Butler Jr. I was raised in a foster home, 522 Georgetown Street, which at that time was Jones Funeral Home. And they'd taken me when I was 5 months old.
When were you born?
1927, March 23rd, 1927. And I grew up in a funeral home, and I didn't particularly care about being around dead people or dead anything, unless it was edible. I left there and went to work at Lafayette Hotel, which was, and I went there as a dishwasher. I quit school in 43 at 16 years old, went there, and in 63, I think we got that straightened out, is when there's no more Lafayette Hotel. I was there from 43 off and on. As I said, I was raised 522 Georgetown Street. At the time we still have Douglas Park, but that time I like to refer to it as the Douglas Park. There was a golf course there at that time, it wasn't a swimming pool. That later years though, I think in the 30s. But we had a golf course, we had a couple of tennis courses, and had what they call a wading pool. Bands used to come, well, some of the other fellows used to have the tubas and one thing and another, and brass cymbals or whatever it is and everything, and on Sundays they'd have a kind of a concert. And mothers would bring the children and everything on Sunday and bring a blanket. And it just wasn't a special 4th of July occasion. It was just every Sunday. You look forward to going to Douglas Park. I did, rather. I mean,
on Sunday.
And people came from Speakers Hill, Warrentown, Jimtown. And people came from far as Winchester, Carlisle, Kentucky, and everything. But busloads of Douglas Park. You couldn't get up there, couldn't stir with a stick. And at that time, you wasn't allowed to ride your bicycles in the park. Of course, we had a few pets running around up there, but then the pets was pets then. They don't have boxers that trained to fight and all that in there. Well, those were the good old days, I like to refer to them.